You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Friday, November 10th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger, and joining us today is Jake Solberg from Crookston Parks and Rec. Jake is calling in today, and Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me this morning.
There's always a lot of things going on with the Crookston Parks and Rec, and of course, now with the winter sports going on, a lot of things going on at the CSC, but let's talk about the new pool schedule, because that did come out recently.
Yep, we just posted that pool schedule on our Facebook page. It just gives you all the times that we have, like our open swims and our morning activities, and some new activities added, so... it's on our Facebook page or our website here at Crookston Parks and Rec. So,
do you know what some of those activities are that are at the pool?
Well, I know we'll do another mommy and me class. So it's a basic class with the mom and a child in the pool. Learning different aspects of swimming and as an infant. One's that, and then I believe we do have some. Swim lessons coming available in the future and just certain things like that. So we are trying to get the pool, running back to, new activities and some events and things like that. So, yeah. So
exciting stuff there if you want to use the pool here in the upcoming weeks. And there's going to be some UMC hockey this weekend taking place at the Crookston Sports Center.
Yeah, they actually take on, they play tonight at 7 o'clock, and then they play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then they are going to have a skate with the Eagles after their game on Saturday. So if people wanted to come in from the public and they can meet all the UMC hockey players and get autographs and skate with them on the ice, things like that. So it's an event, and it'll follow... it'll follow the hockey game tomorrow after. So,
yeah, they play University of St. Thomas tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow. They had a couple of really good games so far, and so should be another good weekend of UMC hockey. And again, that's at the CSC tonight. It's going to start at 7. Tomorrow it will start at 2 o'clock. And then youth hockey, that's started up recently. How has that been going?
It's been going very busy getting things. It's the beginning of the season, so we started a couple weeks ago, and now kids are getting in the games this weekend. So it's our home opener for our PWB team. They face East Grand Forks tomorrow, and then we have some other teams that'll be on the road for the weekend. But things are starting. To get pretty busy, so we've had a lot of practices so far, and we're going to start some new skills and drills and pep hockey, it's called, and in the next couple weeks here. So the CSC is going to be a busy place with a lot going on. So with that said, we are still open for registrations for hockey if people want to come out and we have a Learn to Skate program that we're going to be offering starting next Wednesday at 5:45. It's a basic program of, getting comfortable on the ice and learning to feel comfortable in your skates and your equipment and things like that. So that's coming up. Figure skating started this week. So we started Monday. They started Monday. And our numbers are a little down, so if there's people that haven't registered yet, please do so. Please call us at Park and Rec. You can talk to Andrea. We're always available to talk to if you need us. So, yeah.
You've talked about the practices, and how have those been going for the youth hockey kids?
They've been going well. Kids have been working hard. You can already see some improvement on kids, and it's a busy time of year for those kids, so balancing hockey and school and band and choir, everything that the school's got going on. So But it's been going well. It's been going well. So we're excited, Park and Rec, and to get the season underway. So they've been working hard. It's been good. I've been out there pretty much every night since we've started. So it's really good to see kids around the rink again and enjoying, whether they're watching their brother or sister practice or if they're watching UMC game or whoever they're doing, whatever they're doing. It's just fun to see people out there. So,
and registration is still open for hockey?
Yep, we'll keep it open here for just a little bit longer. You know, like I said, the season just started, so you know, I think we're in our third week here. So we want to keep it open in case people are kind of on the fence of registering or not, or you know. So, but we will eventually close it. So.
And for figure skating, let's touch a little bit more in depth on that. What are some of the classes that people will learn at figure skating?
They do. It's called like an all basics class. It teaches the fundamentals of figure skating. They have synchro. They have pre-juve, it's called. There's a lot of different varieties and a lot of different aspects of figure skating. That information is all on our website, and Katie Engelstedt is our figure skating instructor. So if there's any questions upon figure skating, you can contact Katie or you can contact Andrea at our office, and they can guide you with information pertaining to that. So,
and is that registration still open?
We are currently still open. Yep, we just started this week, so we'll leave that open here for a little bit longer.
Is that for just kids, or are there classes for adults too, for both hockey and figure skating?
Not figure skating. Adult hockey will start here the next couple weeks. We'll get that rolling on Wednesday nights, and that's open to adults. But figure skating, that's all like high school and below, so youth and high school level figure skating participants.
So still some time to sign up for figure skating for youth and for hockey as well. There also is wrestling that is going on, wrestling registration.
Yep, youth wrestling registration. You register through us at through Park and Rec, either online or you can come, and like I said, everything is, you can call us at any time during the day that City Hall is open. And unfortunately, we're closed today, but youth wrestling, Andrea Prudham, she will give you all the information you need pertaining to that. Like I said, we do have it on our website as well. And we have uploaded information to our Facebook page and things like that to get the word out for people that are interested or maybe have wrestled but haven't registered yet, things like that. So the word is out there, and yeah, we just need people to register. So
people can still register for wrestling as well. What other things go on at the CSC during the wintertime?
What other things go on the CSC at the wintertime? Well, it's a lot of open hockey or open skating. I've tried to get some open skating for the public to come out and if they want to come out and skate for an hour or two, so everything is on our CSC schedule, Crookston Sports Center. There's just a lot of activities, you know, a lot of hockey, a lot of figure skating, public, you know, high school opened up there. The girls' high school opened up their season last night at home against Prior Lake. So high school has started now, and we will be putting in our third sheet of ice. It'll be ready by Monday, the 13th of this month. And then curling, that will be for anyone that wants to curl or try curling or have curled before. They are going to start in January. UMC's putting that on this year. Again, this is the second year they've done it. So they will start, I believe, January 17th, and they'll go through into February. So I believe eight times. So. If you're interested in trying to something new, curling is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, that's going to be from January 17th through February 14th, and it looks like It's on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Yep, 6 o'clock to I believe 7:30 is what they wanted, or what UMC asked for. So, hour and a half of good time on Wednesday nights if you're free. They started that last year, and I believe they had some success, and they came to me again this summer, and Michelle Christopherson and I sat down and talked things over and got things put on the calendar. So exciting for new event, and maybe not a new event, but something different to try, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, I've talked to a couple of different people who have either done curling for a long time or have recently picked it up, and I don't hear a negative thing about it. Everyone really seems to have a blast with it, and so curling is definitely something you might not think about as one of the main winter sports, but once you get into it, it can be a blast.
It's kind of an addicting sport, so yeah, it's fun. It's kind of a unique sport, right? So it's something different, you know. So I'm happy that UMC is doing it again this year, and hopefully there's a lot of people that will want to go out and try something new or just continue something that they love. So I'm happy that we had the opportunities there for the people to do that. So
Do people contact you to find out more information on curling, or do they have
can,
to...
Yeah, they can contact us or they can contact UMC. Michelle Christopherson is the main contact for that event or that league, if you want to call. So but we can definitely guide anyone that has questions to Michelle, or we can answer them as well too. So
and then you guys also do some minor things like skate sharpening, those skate repairs like that.
Yep.
How much does cost?
So we do have a skate sharpener at the Crookston Sports Center. It's $5 to sharpen, and then we also got a it's not set up yet, but it's going to be in the works come Monday. We also got it's called a V4 hockey vending machine. So what this does is it's a legit vending machine. You can buy sticks out of it. You can buy tape out of it. You can buy laces for things for your skates or helmet repair, things like that. So we don't have a pro shop out at the CSC. So I looked into something to bring to the Crookston Sports Center, because there's been multiple times where, you know, people are asking where tape is or if you can buy sticks here and things like that. So looked into it, and it just showed up today. So
Ooh. We're
going to get that thing going next week and hopefully have it running sooner than later.
Another exciting thing to look forward to at the CSC. Jake, is there anything else that you'd like to hit on today?
No, I think we've covered a good topic. So I appreciate you having me on again today, and thanks for everything, and have a good day. So
thank you, Jake, for coming on and calling in. I know you've got a busy schedule, so I'll let you go today. Thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley
All
Talk
right.
program.
I appreciate it. Yep, thanks.
So
have a good one. Bye.
You too. So that was Jake Solberg from the Crookston Parks and Rec on today's Valley Talk program.